Digging out from tornadoes, I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Glass going everywhere. You could hear the roof literally being torn off right over our head.
Ray Hogg in Selma, Alabama, happy he survived one of the tornadoes that struck the South yesterday, leaving at least six dead in his state and one in Georgia, where this woman lives.
Everybody knew that there was something bad happening outside, and then our whole wall come down.
Storms damage was reported in eight states, with Alabama appearing to be the hardest hit. The raging weather damaged homes, knocked down trees, and knocked out power. The investigation into the documents marked as classified, found in places linked to President Biden, moves on with a special counsel.
Former Maryland U.S. Attorney Robert Hur will fill that role. Attorney General Garland says Hur has handled high-profile cases. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the president's lawyer, Richard Sauber, says he's certain the probe will show
that these documents were inadvertently misplaced.
Republicans in Congress say they want more information by month's end. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Lisa Marie Presley, the only child of Elvis and Priscilla, died last night while hospitalized from an apparent heart attack. Lisa Marie, a singer herself, released three albums, including an after-death re-recording of this song with her father.
His mama cried.
And his mama cries.
In a statement, her mother called Lisa Marie the most strong and loving woman she was. 54 years old. And people are praising the quick actions of a veteran who was able to stop a knife-wielding man threatening people at a Walmart in Columbia, South Carolina last week. DeMario Davis tells Fox News his military training just kicked in. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The case moves forward against the man charged with killing four Idaho college students.
His second court appearance in a week, Idaho murder suspect Brian Kohlberger and his attorney began legal maneuvering in his case. First, waiving his right to a speedy preliminary hearing. His attorney also says Kohlberger will challenge the evidence against him, which continues to grow. Evidence shows Kohlberger could have been stalking the home. According to court documents, his cell phone pinged near the house at least 12 times before the murders and once the morning after. A knife sheath next to one victim's body had Kohlberger's DNA on it. And according to documents, one of the surviving housemates, known only by the initials DM, could testify in the case.
Fox's Lauren Green. LG recalls thousands of 86-inch freestanding TVs. Federal regulators say the large TVs can tip over and could cause injuries or death to children and others. The 52,000 TVs were sold online and at Walmart, Best Buy, and Costco stores between March and September of 2022. The big question on many people's minds, will today, Friday the 13th, be lucky for some Mega Millions player?
The Mega Millions jackpot estimate now exceeds $1.35 billion. What would you buy first if you win?
I would buy like a big mansion and then a Louis Vuitton bag. I'll buy a private jet, donate some money to charity and to my family.
That's an elementary school kid from Tempe, Arizona. $1.35 billion is a lot of money, though it's the second largest prize in the history of the multi-state lottery game. The single winner lump sum cash payout would be a little more than $700 million. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.